With Highmark Blue Shield, you can see a mental health professional in 3 days or less to help you go from okay to great. Because what you have on the inside deserves to be seen. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Good morning and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra in Kumasi. We're on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Volta Premier Ho, Amenuveve, Aflau, Lolonyo FM, Hohoi, and Kekeli Radio. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, 5 Ghanaian MPs and parliamentary service staff caught up in Kenya's violent protests moved to safety.
So they are evacuating the MPs to some underground tunnel because the demonstrators are approaching. Kenya.
Are you? Details as Ghana's High Commissioner warns Ghanaians against traveling to East African country after the clashes resulted in the death of 5 people.
At this stage, with what is happening, we can only advise that you have to stay informed. If you're already in the country, our advice is that you keep updated with the latest news.
Also, Ghana Medical Association blames miscommunication for strike by doctors at oncology department of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital, as it assures the industrial action will be called off soon. In business,
Ghana is expected to have access to international capital market after deal with Eurobond holders.
And later, Wale Wale Senior High Technical School makes a comeback to the National Science and Maths Quiz after winning regional qualifiers against their rivals. Let's settle for the details now with me, Maxwell Agbagba. This is Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Well, we start from Kenya, where 5 Ghanaian MPs and parliamentary service staff who were caught in the crossfire of protests there have been moved to safety. The delegation, part of the local government committee, was on an official visit to the Kenyan National Assembly when protesters opposing new tax impositions took over the assembly. The clashes have resulted in the death of 5 people in the capital, Nairobi. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kwikwa Santi reports.
The Ghanaian interest in the ongoing Kenyan unrest peaked on Tuesday when news trickled in that a delegation from Ghana's parliament were inside Kenya's National Assembly when protesters took over the parliament. In a video that has since gone viral, the Ghanaian MPs are seen with their Kenyan counterparts exiting the facility through an underground passage.
So they are evacuating the MPs to some underground tunnel because the demonstrators are approaching. Kenya.
The Ghanaian delegation had been on a benchmarking tour of the Kenyan National Assembly. The 5-member delegation included chairman of the local government committee, Emmanuel Akwesi Jemfi, and ranking member, Nilanti Vanderpoy. The other members were Thomas Ampemnyaku, Sylvester Tete, and Mohamed Hadi Tufero. Joy News now understands the MPs were safely evacuated from the facility and are expected to return to the country this morning.
You heard Kwikwa Santi's report. Meanwhile, Ghana's High Commissioner to Kenya, Damte Bidiakwasari, is advising Ghanaians against traveling to the country as the protests escalate. Internet connectivity is generally slow with speculations of a crackdown on social media users who have amplified the rows. Speaking on Connect Africa with Blessed Suga, he urged Ghanaians planning to travel to Kenya to be cautious of the situation.
If you are also still in Kenya, it may be advisable that you avoid, you know, protest areas. You stay away from known hotspots such as central business, you know, districts. But if you are about to travel, then the preferred advice that we may wish to offer is that you try and contact your travel agents or airline that you intend to travel with of some guidance and advice.
You had Ghana's High Commissioner to Kenya, Damte Bidiakwasari. The Ashanti Regional Branch of the Ghana Medical Association is blaming miscommunication for the strike carried out by doctors at the oncology department of the Komfanochi Teaching Hospital. Referral cancer patients yesterday were turned away following an industrial action by the doctors who are complaining about broken down equipment at the department. Speaking with Joy News, Ashanti Regional Chairman of the GMA, Dr. Pakwisi Beidu, assured that the association will intervene to get the doctors to call off their strike.
they needed to use an intermediary bank. So Fidelity Bank used an intermediary bank. So that was done on Wednesday from what we were told. They are waiting for the intermediary bank to confirm, okay, that yes, an LC has been raised. So they will then inform the factory. In fact, they've informed the factory that Senate is there. Once they get the money or the LC, I don't know much about it, they will send the thing down. So I cannot say this is unjustifiable. As I said, this is a misunderstanding which we are resolving.
You heard Ashanti, Regional Chairman of the GMA, Dr. Pakwisi Beidou. Former NPP Chairman Freddie Blay has challenged North Tong MP Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa for making what he calls wild allegations against him and his family. The MP said Blay's son, Kwal Blay, used his father's influence to arbitrarily take over the beachfront of Labadi Beach Hotel and establish the Polo Beach Club despite a prior agreement with the hotel. Okudzeto described this as state capture and a plot by politically exposed persons to acquire state properties. Freddie Blay refuted allegations, calling them malicious and a smear campaign against his family. There's more in the following report.
Member of Parliament for North Tong, Samuel Okudzeto Ablakwa, has claimed in various media engagements that Kwal Blay, son of former NPP chairman Freddie Blay, has taken over the beachfront of Labadi Beach Hotel.
Then they go see Labadi Beach Hotel. They sign a joint venture agreement on how to share the proceeds. After the event, profits are made. Then the elbowing begins. Lloyd DeVos Jr. is elbowed out. Labadi Beach
Hotel. But there's no evidence that elbows was done.
They themselves concede that their relations have broken down.
The now embattled former chairman of the MPP, Freddie Blay, after a brief tour of the entire facility, disputed assertions that his son had taken over the entire beachfront.
Unfortunately, the Latradisa Council made available the park and he's operating on his own.
He also refuted claims that he used his political connections to secure the beachfront.
Definitely, there's no political manipulation, there's no political influence, nothing of the sort. Shouldn't have done it. You will hear from me. You hear from me that within this week, definitely I'll take him to court over it.
You had Michael Ashale's report. The Chamber of Cement Manufacturers Ghana is vehemently opposing attempts by government to regulate the pricing of cement products in the country. The Ministry of Trade and Industry, after its earlier directive to manufacturers to reverse a decision to increase the prices was rejected by the manufacturers and AGI, is attempting to go through Parliament to get it to be regulated through a legislative instrument. But the Chamber of Cement Manufacturers Ghana says it is resolute in its stance against any attempt by government. Let's turn to some politics now. And the National Democratic Congress, NDC, says the next government led by former President John Mahama will grant amnesty to convicted illegal small-scale miners in the country. Speaking on PM Express with Evans Benson, spokesperson for Mr. Mahama, Joyce Bau Mukhtari, questioned why foreigners and politically connected individuals are walking scot-free for their involvement in Galamsey while illegal small-scale miners are languishing in jail for similar offense.
If there are many of our brothers and sisters languishing in prisons because of illegal mining, certainly this is a matter that we must look at within the context of the Frimpong Boateng report, within the context of the corruption that has engulfed Akufo-Addo and his government, within the context of the allegations which Mr. Mahama has pledged to investigate.
You heard Joyce Bau Mukhtari. Residents of Bonso in the Fantiakwa district of the Eastern Region are grappling with the theft of the 100kV ECG transformer located in front of the Bonso police and fire service stations. Well, speaking to Joy News, they detailed the impact on their livelihoods, explaining how the power outage has disrupted their daily routines and forced them to walk long journeys just to access electricity. They have been reacting to the vandalism of 13 transformers owned by the Electricity Company of Ghana over the last 6 months.
Sorry, it is a crophobia to transformer. No, echo. And they will have a bra brain, especially Prime Genetic Resources Research Institute.
Yeah, and so PMO Bunsua, how are night is your brain? Is a say, they soon and I feel better. You phone crana. I didn't so cool before in Sutem and Abusu ran about to Ankasa. So to Uncle Janet, I'll have a brain, Panko, four, never war, free Jimmy access any idea, Eddie or Harbrain,
who won't mean charge you phone. Young crying, say free Jimmy, idea, say.
You have there some residents of Bonsu. Let's do some national science and maths quiz now. And Wale Wale Senior High Technical School are making a comeback to the NSMQ after winning their regional qualifiers against their rivals. The school has failed in 3 years to book a seat at the national tournament, but in a battle against its regular competitors, it escaped a near defeat against Bunkurugu SHS, Nankpanduri Business School, and Nalirugu SHS. Detailed by colleague Imano Bright Kweku, no school will be an impediment after qualifying with Damongo SHS.
I can see you guys making a sign. What that is?
There's scorpions. Yes, there's scorpions. There's scorpions.
When you tag the tail, you shall regret.
We're prepared and we are coming for everybody. The lions are not strangers to us. Yes, they have been wounded.